truck and bus news powered by heavyvehicles.com.au.
I'm Joel Helms. There are plenty of operators still using Ford and Stirling trucks in Australia. Could we be about to see the Blue Oval brand back in the race? The US vehicle manufacturer has revealed a new heavy-duty prime mover at the IAA Commercial Vehicle Show in Germany. It's called the F-Max, and the new offering has landed with the biggest accolade in trucking, the coveted International Truck of the Year Award. The Ford offering beat home the highly acclaimed Scania L and P Series and Volvo Truck's latest FH FM range. Interestingly, the cab-over truck that was shown is right-hand drive. Though there's no confirmation that the model will come to Australia, any new Ford truck in Australia would have to contend with a lack of an Australian heavy truck dealer network. The F-Max was designed and tested by Ford Otosan, a Turkey-based manufacturer partly owned by Ford. Ford saying the new offering was designed for comfort, power and efficiency. Ford saying it's propelled by a 492-horsepower EcoTorque Euro 6-compliant engine that drives 2,500 Nm of torque through a 12-speed ZF automated transmission. Standard drive assist features include autonomous emergency braking, adaptive cruise control, lane keep assist and electronic stability control. We'll keep you updated as further info comes to hand on the Ford F-Max. Buoyed by the popularity of the Hino Poncho, Hino Australia could be about to expand their footprint in the local bus market. Hino's General Manager of Brand and Franchise Development, Bill Gillespie, telling us an expanded bus portfolio is very much on the brand's radar.
We're now having a fresh look at the bus sales opportunity for us in Australia, and we've got some really good plans for product over the next 3 to 5 years. There's a lot of Hino bus customers who like the brand, they like the reliability, they like it simple and simple quality. And so, yeah, we think bus has got a lot of upside for us.
It's a great time to be manufacturing and selling trucks, with projections of total truck sales this year hitting 3.2 million vehicles. That's the projection from industry analyst IHS Market. The 3.2 million truck total, including light, medium and heavy duty trucks, is a healthy 1.6% above the 2017 total. If the industry hits that mark, it would represent the biggest ever number of trucks sold globally in a calendar year. Driving much of the growth are the record sales taking place in China and the US. Australia also helping drive the global truck sales gains. To the end of August, new truck sales in Australia were ahead 17.1%. The Iveco Acco is not a machine that's normally associated with cutting-edge technology, but the tried-and-true Aussie-built offering is suddenly at the forefront of the electric vehicle revolution. Iveco has confirmed an Acco with a fully electric powertrain will be on show at the upcoming Waste Expo Australia event in Melbourne, and it isn't a concept. You can actually order your own electric drive Acco. The model, best known for its decades of service on agitator and waste collection duties, steps into the 21st century with an electric powertrain developed locally by Superior Pack and C Electric. The waste body manufacturer and the Australian electric drivetrain manufacturer have given the Acco a C Drive 180 electric driveline that provides a vehicle with a range of approximately 250 km at full GVM, up to 23.5 tons. The vehicle features a 22 kilowatt onboard charger, allowing the truck to be plugged in and charged from any three-phase power source. Battery charging time from totally flat to fully charged is approximately 8 hours. And they say the fully electric Acco will cost more than a standard diesel model, but C Electric say operators can recoup the extra outlay through low operating costs after just 4 years. Check out more details on the electric Iveco Acco at the Heavy Vehicles website. Lightning Systems have taken the covers off their latest electric drive commercial vehicle, with a Ford E450-based vehicle about to come to market in the US. The new offering will be offered in both shuttle bus and cutaway variants, and comes just weeks after the Colorado-based business took the covers off a battery-powered version of the Isuzu F-Series, sold in North America as the Chevrolet 6500 XD. The Ford E450 offering will boast a 6.5-ton GVM with peak power of 220 kilowatts and an electric drive range of 177 km. Orders for the offering are now being taken. Deliveries are expected to start before the end of the year. At this stage, no word on Lightning Systems offering their vehicles or drive lines in Australia. However, we'll keep you updated as further info comes to hand. Iveco has been named the winner of the coveted Sustainable Bus of the Year Award. Taking home the award was the Iveco Creolis, a new 18-metre electric bus that can be charged on the go. Iveco being no stranger to the award, the natural gas-powered Iveco Crossway LE bus won the award last year. Aimed at inner-city applications, Iveco tell us the Creolis carries only a small number of batteries on board. This helps maximise passenger space and minimises weight. Instead, power comes into the bus via Iveco's in-motion charging technology that includes the use of overhead power lines. While when there are sections without overhead lines, the batteries take over. Iveco Bus welcomed the accolade, saying the verdict shows the new generation Crealis is the benchmark in urban bus sustainability.
Truck and bus news. Thanks to heavyvehicles.com.au.
If you run a transport business or any business that relates to road transport, we'd love you to be part of the Heavy Vehicles Business Directory. For just $22 per month, including GST, you can list your business on our content-rich website. This will help boost your website on Google and the other search engines. The Heavy Vehicles Business Directory also gives you the chance to put your brand and contact details right in front of thousands of visitors to the Heavy Vehicles website. This is a great opportunity that will cost you just $5 per week. To get involved, just visit the Business Directory page at heavyvehicles.com.au.